Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from the Consumers Energy Ausable River Canoe Marathon, Justin Griffith. Justin, how are you, my friend?
Good, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on. Hey, the season's getting started now, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's that time of year when we kick off the canoe racing season with the Klondike Challenge weekend and the Michigan Canoe Racing Association, and everything's getting underway.
It is, and it's happening this Saturday and Sunday. Let's start with what's happening on Saturday. That's the Canoe and Kayak Challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, it's our annual event, and it's a fun time for the paddlers. It's only $5 to enter, and we accept recreational and touring class also. So pretty much everyone's welcome as long as you're prepared for the winter type paddling in the cold weather.
You're right. Now, registration gets underway at what time?
11 a.m. at Huntington Bank on F41 in Oscoda, Michigan, right next to Vinetten Creek.
Yeah, and then the race begins at 1?
Race begins at 1. It starts at where the Vinetten Creek enters the Ausable River by the old fish weir there.
Yeah. And then now it ends right there at Huntington Bank also, right?
Yep, we do one lap. It's from where the Vinetten enters into the Ausable and goes up to the Vinetten Dam, which is also a good viewing point where we have a buoy turn and then finishes there at Huntington Bank.
Yeah, now some of the paddlers who are going to be in the big race in July out there for this event also?
Absolutely. Yeah. The MCRA has their annual meeting right before the Klondike starts, so all of the racers from the Michigan Canoe Racing Association and the ones that are in the Consumers Energy Ausable River Canoe Marathon will be there, too.
Excellent. Yeah, and come on out. As you mentioned, some good viewing locations, including right there where we're going to be out. I'll be broadcasting live there on Saturday also. Looking forward to that. But then Sunday, you've got the 5K run walk and the 10K run challenge also. For those who may not be able to get into a canoe or kayak, they can come out and do a little running or walking.
Absolutely. We get a good group of people, and a lot of them return year after year. And there's a good portion of them that just walk it. A lot of them bring their dogs, and of course they're on leashes. But they do the 5K, and it's a fun first time to get out for the year and do something outdoors.
No doubt. Now, when does that get started? When's registration for that, Justin?
11:30 in the morning on Sunday is the start of registration, and the run walk starts at 1 o'clock. Same as the canoe race.
All right. Now, where is that taking place, though? Different location for that, though.
Yeah, it's on Perimeter Road on the airbase, but it's right across from the Vinetten Lake campground area there on F41.
All right.
Now, if you go out F41 to the campground and look across the street to the former Wurfsmith Air Force Base, you should see us.
You should be able to. And now there is a registration fee for that.
$10 per person, and pretty reasonable. And we're giving away a little bit of last year's merchandise for prizes, and so you'll get a little something for coming down also.
Excellent. And I would imagine you can find information on this at the Canoe Marathon website?
Yep. AusableCanoeMarathon.org. Visit that and get the information if you need to that way.
Sounds good. It's the Klondike Weekend Canoe and Kayak Challenges Saturday, and then the 5K Run Walk and 10K Run Challenge on Sunday. From the Consumers Energy Ausable River Canoe Marathon, Justin Griffith. Justin, always a pleasure, my friend, and I'll look forward to seeing you out there on Saturday afternoon.
Absolutely. I'd like to quick thank our sponsors, Heritage House Realty from Glennie and Harrisville, Sable Hardware, Vinny's Hardware, Griffin Sun Tree Service, and Top Tree Provisioning Center in Oscoda have been contributing to the Klondike for many years, and please support their businesses.
Indeed. I'm glad you got those in, Justin. Have a good one, and we'll look forward to seeing you Saturday, my friend.
Thank you. See you then.